Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, first of all, the president has been very active throughout this process, but it's also his position that this is a thing that the Senate needs to work out. A lot of our friends in the Senate have said that it was just bad optics for Democrats to open the government before the No Kings rally, and that now there's a shot that this week things will come together and very quickly the moderate Democrats will move forward and get us an open government, at which point we could negotiate whatever policies they want to negotiate with regular order.
Kevin Hassett there talking about where we are now after the No Kings rally. And our favorite Ryan Schmelz is here, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Ryan, is there any truth to the fact that being past the No Kings rally means, oh, now there's going to be open negotiations to get the government back open?
Well, if you talk to Republicans, that is the thought, that the No Kings rally is now over. Democrats are no longer going to be feeling pressure from their left flank or being forced to show their left flank that they are fighting the Trump administration through a rally like the No Kings protest. But I think there have been a lot of Democrats who push back on that sentiment, but it is something that Republicans have been pushing, and they expect now that the government might actually be able to be reopened with that being passed. But, you know, at the same time, we haven't really gotten any indication that this week's going to be any different than it's been the last couple of weeks.
So Republicans are at least expecting that, or saying they expect that, maybe to try to move the ball down the field a little bit. What are Democrats saying on Capitol Hill right now? Are they talking about it at all?
We'll probably hear from them later. Leader Jeffries is doing his 4 o'clock press conference a little bit later on. There's another vote scheduled for this evening where they're going to try to once again put this bill on the floor and see if they have enough Democrats to vote for it. So far, you've had three senators who caucus with Democrats who have voted with Republicans almost every time on this continuing resolution, but it hasn't been the case in terms of getting enough Democrats to break the Senate filibuster. They're going to need 8 total. They need 5 more, and it's been the same roll call over and over again. It's the same 3 who vote with Republicans. It's the rest who don't vote with Republicans at all.
Ryan, is there any sense in which, you know, they're like, are people talking about, yeah, we're not publicly talking, but maybe there's some back channels where there is some negotiation, or are people talking at all across aisles at this point?
Yeah. If there are any talks, it's not exactly, you know, anything that's going to come to a solution, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right. Like, there's been some talks about a 1-year extension for the Affordable Care Act tax subsidies that has Republicans and Democrats who've signed on to it. But Democrat leadership's not seriously considering that. And we don't even know if GOP leadership would seriously consider that either. So talks like that aren't exactly going to lead to the government being reopened. And as long as Dem leadership is, you know, pushing that they're not going to support this bill. And, you know, you did hear that Leader Thune said that he had made guarantees to Democrats privately that he would give them a vote on the Affordable Care Act tax exemption, tax credits. But then you had Chuck Schumer kind of push that down and say that there was no formal offer made. So you just hear a lot of mixed messaging about what the talks are and if there's any talks at all.
Ryan Schmell is with us now, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. All the negotiation, or lack thereof, just sounds like it's about the continuing resolution right now, though, which would be a temporary fix, as far as I understand it. Is there anything that would be more permanent to getting a budget going, or are they all focused on just getting it reopened temporarily?
Well, so there are negotiations going on right now on three of the appropriations bills that would fund the government for the next fiscal year. Speaker Johnson has said no matter what comes out of those committees or out of those negotiations, he promises to put them on the floor, no matter how much he dislikes them or how much he gets pushback from his right flank on them. There are also, have been some movement on different appropriations bills, whether it be an attempt to pass the defense bill. It was not successful on the Senate side. Besides that, though, that's one of the questions that Speaker Johnson's getting peddled with right now, is that he's been kind of, people have been asking him, well, you're keeping the House out of session. Is that going to make it harder for you to pass these appropriations bills and get the full government funded for the next fiscal year if the deadline you initially set, which was mid to late November, well, we're a lot closer to mid to late November now, and the government hasn't been reopened and the House hasn't been in session because Speaker Johnson has kind of said, I'm not going to bring the House back unless you reopen the government. So he's taken a pretty hardline stance on this by just keeping the House out of session and saying we're not coming back until this is figured out. But he did say there are some negotiations going on here and there. There is some work that's going on despite the House not being in session on that.
You know, Ryan, I had really just one last question on this topic before we transition to a little bit lighter subject. But you just said that they're not in session. Does that mean that Congress can really get nothing done until there's a budget? And is that a choice? Is that a choice that Mike Johnson's making?
It is a choice Mike Johnson's making. I mean, he pretty much decided the schedule was always supposed to be. They were supposed to be in session in October. And we expected this, government funding to be the big topic of discussion throughout the month of October because it was up against the deadline. But, or I mean, just, I should probably say the end of September was up against the deadline.
Yeah.
But, ultimately they ran out of time. The House passed their continuing resolution, punted government spending until mid to late November, but it's been held up in the Senate ever since then. And Speaker Johnson pretty much did this strategy where the House passed their bill and they got out of town. I'm hearing some feedback here. Okay, we're good now. But now, ever since then, Speaker Johnson has pretty much just kept the House away and pretty much saying, I'm not going to bring them back until you reopen the government. So it is a strategy and it is a choice. And he's got some Republicans saying to him, bring the House back now. Please bring the House back. We got to work on appropriations.
I said that was the last on that topic, but really quick, are there any Republican priorities that are being held up because they're not able to do anything? And is that part of the Democrat strategy here?
There are some, I think there is this idea and Democrats have said this. One of the things that we're not talking about a lot that Democrats want as part of a deal to reopen the government is they do want guarantees that whatever they negotiate in the full budget, then Republicans cannot come back in later or the Trump administration and rescind it because they only need 50 votes in the Senate to rescind something or cut spending. And Democrats fear that, well, if we work really hard to negotiate something, we fight to get something put into the full funding bill. Well, if Republicans don't like it, they'll just come back with a rescission package and just cut it anyway. So I think there are Democrats who want some guarantees on that. And that's a big sticking point for some, not all of them, but a good amount of them. That is their big sticking point.
Now, Ryan Schmelz, before we let you go here, there are very few opportunities because we're just always news, 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 where we get to talk to you about anything a little bit more personal. So within, just a couple minutes here, while we still have some time left, I have heard through the grapevine that you are a great advocate of dancing. Now,
yes.
Please explain, because that's what I know. Please explain why I heard that.
So I have been taking lessons through an organization called Inspira Dance, for the last like 2 years.
Okay.
And what they do is that they advocate to have and raise money to have dance programs in public schools. One of the ways they do that is that they do lessons at local event venues like bars, restaurants, you name it, and they do dance classes there. So we pay a cover fee. People get a two-step lesson. They get a swing lesson. They get a line dance lesson, you name it. And pretty much we raise money to keep this program running. So it's a great organization. It's been very helpful. And we have coming up our homecoming party, and we're doing a homecoming theme. So like very somewhat high schoolish, where, okay, you know, you have like everyone's supposed to ask a date and do the promposal thing and all that. So I haven't really figured out what I'm going to do yet. Hold on a sec. I had notes here. I had one other thing I wanted to tell you guys.
Oh,
about.
He's holding it up. If you can see what he's holding up here. It says, this is my my promposal. And then I can't see the bottom. Brad, can you read the bottom for me, please?
Looks like country music.
No, no.
Country scene, DC, Inspira Dance.
Okay. At country music DC, at Inspira Dance. All right. I think so that was your promposal. Do we have to say I accept?
Was it? Did I have anything on there?
Ryan, thanks, man. How do you want people to get involved? Just go to those.
Look us up. There's a website. There's an Instagram page, Inspira Dance, the Instagram page. And then there's also a website, too. So, hey, maybe we can start an Inspira Dance chapter in St. Louis.
So this organization then uses those funds. It's nonprofit, and they go to putting dance in public schools.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
That's fun.
Sounds like a blast. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, one of the schools apparently did like a reenactment of Thriller recently, and that looked pretty epic. So
you're wanting to get this going out in Missouri?
Why not?
Why not?
Why wouldn't we?
All right.
Why
wouldn't? It all starts here. Thanks, Ryan Schmelz.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll refer back to this as the genesis of this entire movement. Thanks,
guys.
All right. Talk to you next week. That was Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. A little lighter stuff there. He has a lot of local ties. So it's one of the reasons we like talking to him a lot, because he knows the station, knows the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Area very, very well, but he's there at Capitol Hill for us every week. 12:33 now. We are moving into the second half of this hour. I am looking forward in the next segment to sharing with you some polls. I mean, surprise, surprise, I'm hosting. We're going to talk about polls. But I think you're going to like these. Maybe in the 1 o'clock hour, we might actually get into some midterm stuff. That's a little bit deeper if you want to stick around for that. But how about just this shutdown? How is the shutdown affecting each party? How is it affecting Trump? Who's winning this battle according to polling? Well, I've got that for you next here on the Annie Fry Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.